Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But joining us right now, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is our buddy from university school. He used to work in Reno, Nevada, and he now works for the NFL Network and MLB.com. He is Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Well, it's been a... It's been a quiet week in Cleveland sports. I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
About that, huh?
How long were you in Reno for? I'm just kidding.
13 months. 13 months.
Oh, you were only there for 13 months? Were they still in the Big Sky then? I know no one cares about this. But...
Yeah, they, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that sounds right.
Very good.
Maybe it was the Big West. It was the Big West then.
You think they were already in the Big West? Okay.
So what stunned you more? That Hugh Jackson was fired, that Todd Haley was fired, or that both of them were fired together?
Probably both. I didn't expect that. I don't know. I mean, it's. I hope Freddie Kitchens has a rollout in his playbook. Baker Mayfield shouldn't have to stay every play in between the tackles by design. So. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. You know, everybody has a theory that either this was 8 games too late or 8 games too early. I'm more along the lines of, okay, it's done. So how do we proceed from here? So I try to look at it as the, okay, well, there's nothing we can do about the last 8 games. And now what's next?
What is next, my friend? Do you have a wish? We were trying to create the perfect coach this morning, like Frankenstein. And, you know, we were taking these qualities from different people or we were just having these, you know, ingredients that we wanted. And that, what do you think the perfect coach would be for the Browns moving
forward?
But
what'd you come up with? I'm curious.
Jeff's got the whole list over there.
We had Andy wanted the foresight of Paul Brown. A couple
okay,
of
good. Let's try and get somebody within the, you know, last
Oh, stop
years,
it. Right? And when we, I had more than okay. that. You sound like every 18-year-old that calls the show right now.
Go ahead.
I threw a wrench into things, and I said, I want somebody with NFL head coaching experience.
You do?
I do. And that made me, everything that ended up being thrown out, and some of our callers, you know, they were looking for a young, innovative guy, wanted an offensive mind, fresh view of the game, aggressive, blah, blah, blah. It kept screaming Josh McDaniels. And the only thing about that to me, Chris, Josh obviously didn't work in Denver. That's okay. Sometimes guys in their second gigs, Belichick, among others, Tom Coughlin, do really, really well in their second gig. That's fine. Do you think Josh McDaniels could come in here, work with John Dorsey, or are we setting up the whole, you know, this guy against this guy type of thing that Jimmy Haslam has seemed to, like, fertilized since he's been here?
I don't even think that's a possibility. I mean, I know where he went to school and all that sort of stuff. I just don't see it as a possibility. I mean, let's remember how close he was to supposedly taking the Indianapolis job, right?
Yep.
And that, at the 11th hour, it turned around. I don't know if that's going to happen. My guess is that he's going to be Bill Belichick's successor up there, and I just really believe that. So I'm not even it's a good thought, and certainly that type of guy who – is still young and creative and offensive-minded. So all that stuff is a plus. I just don't think in that particular case it works.
And I don't know if it works with John Dorsey because Jimmy seems to stutter-step these hires. You know, head coach, now a GM, you're stuck with this guy. GM, now we're hiring a head coach.
Right. Well, here's the deal. I think the number one thing is, and, I would never tell people how to run their business because it's their business. When they're the owners, they decide ultimately. Let John Dorsey do this thing. Just let him do it. We all feel like there has been a monumental shift in the amount of talent that's on the field every Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we feel good about that. We feel like for the first time since reincarnated in 99 that we've got the right quarterback. Whether we do or we don't, it feels that way, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So for the first time in forever, we're not looking for the most important part of the equation. Let's get the 1A or 1, however you want to. I always say, if you don't have your quarterback or you don't have your coach, then you don't have the right combination, period. So we feel like we finally have one of them solved after trying out 30 different guys. Let's get the right one and let the guy who's been pretty good at shopping for the grocery shop for this as well.
I agree. I concur with you, my friend. In fact, my previous statement, Jake is killing me on right now. He said, the coach we need to get needs to have the work ethic of Amos Alonzo Stagg, the integrity of Blanton Collier, the passion
Who
of Don Shula. Jake, our producer.
Is this person alive or dead?
No, this person's alive. The passion of Don Shula and the leadership qualities of Moses. So we're really on it right now.
Stop, guys, please. Let's move along.
All right, so let me just make sure that I think you'll agree with this, but I'm curious to see what your answer is. This person, whoever becomes the next head coach, will have ties to John Dorsey somewhere, some way. Yes or no?
I don't know. I mean,
he better? How about that?
Not necessarily. I mean, not necessarily.
Let me just give you the most important tie, that John Dorsey's got to want him. Not Jimmy Haslam, John Dorsey.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
right?
And I agree.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's got to. He has to. They have to be able to have a connection and a working relationship, and so there won't be dysfunction in the building. That is the worst thing you can have. And you can still be successful when people don't like each other, but it makes it a whole lot more difficult. I don't know if you remember this, but remember when Marty coached the Chargers and they went 14-2 that year, and A.J. Smith was their GM?
Yeah.
Those two didn't even talk. They would pass each other in the hallways. Those were the stories. And they didn't even talk to each other. So let's at least get people conversing.
Greg Williams takes over. We've thrown out the idea that if by chance, and the schedule says no, if Greg wins 4 or 5 games, he's a real candidate, isn't he?
No.
Chris, if they go 5-3, you can't think about him as the head coach?
No.
Why?
I just am not. I just don't see it.
Okay.
You don't see it, or you don't see it based on things that, and people that you've talked
to? Well, first of all, I hate to be Debbie Downer at this point, but there's no way they win 5 of their last 8. I just don't see it.
Yeah, neither do I.
And by the way, when we were all talking about how excited we were at 2-2-1, I didn't see us winning more than 5 games this year. That's not – you'd love to make the playoffs. That's not what this year was about. First of all, it's about keeping Baker Mayfield upright. I mean, please. Brian Baldinger does a great film breakdown of plays each week. Go check out his thing yesterday on Twitter about the Browns and just screaming at them to – A, protect him, and B, catch the ball when it's thrown to you. I mean, there's two guys on the team, Callaway and Njoku, that if we ever had another baby in the Rose household, they are not allowed to hold it. Okay? It just because it's 50-50 whether or not it comes back with a gash on its head from being dropped. Can't deal with that anymore. Catch the damn ball, please.
It's like Browns Therapy Monday for you.
It kind of is, yeah.
I think you've been holding back all these feelings for over the week, and you just needed to dump them.
Seriously.
And we're here for you, man. We are here for you. Let it go. Tell everybody how you really feel. You're good.
But, you know, some of it, like, we are so much better in a lot of areas. Man. Like, the term is called wide receiver. Receive. Thus catch it when it's thrown to you. I can't have it be 50-50. Like it to be 90-10, 95-5.
Well, you were watching and or listening to the press conference the other day. What were you thinking about Jimmy Haslam?
Just what I said.
Please. Stay out of it?
Well, I mean, don't stay out of it because you know, you have to have respect for ownership. You have to. But if you've hired the right people, meaning John Dorsey and the people that report to him, let them do their jobs. Like, I read the other day that when he's there, you know, half the time he's spending on football. Well, but it shouldn't be actual football.
No.
It should be all the business that's done around football, and that's perfectly fine. Like, we all have to know our limitations. And I don't see Robert Kraft sitting in there with Bill Belichick going over game plans and things of that nature. I mean, I know that maybe he's an anomaly because he's really been a once-in-a-generation type guy. But, boy, it's just if you hire the right people, then they're going to do the right job.
Chris, I have one baseball question for you, and I'm just curious your thoughts on this. Viewership for the World Series was, like, brutal, third worst.
Yeah.
How do they fix that, and how concerning is that to Major League Baseball?
Well, it's something you got to pay attention to. I actually thought it would have been kind of interesting because for the first time in a while, we had coasts involved and two pretty big brands. The first thing I would look at is moving the game times up. I don't, you know, listen, they have a lot of smart people in those offices, but that's the first thing that I would be curious about if I were to talk to the decision makers. Like, if the game starts at 7:09 instead of 8:09, what does that do to you? Does it really change things on a Friday or a Saturday or, you know? And some people say, well, listen, I knew the Red Sox were going to win. Well, you didn't know that. I mean, they were eight outs from being a 2-2 series, right?
Right.
You know, Madsen doesn't come in and give up that homer to Moreland, and then if Jansen's able to not give up a homer to Pierce, it's 4-4, and I might even be in Boston today for Game 7. So, you know, even though I felt like Boston was significantly the better team going into that series, it still could have gone a different direction. Anything else?
Yeah. You're the Indians. How aggressive are you this offseason? And where are you aggressive?
Well, okay. Are you saying if I'm the Indians or what do I think the Indians will do?
If you're the Indians, we're going to put you in charge. You can be Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what their budgetary restrictions are. They've got a couple of guys who just aren't, you know, and Encarnacion and Kipnis, whose contracts, they're not playing up to their contracts. And, you know, partially for Encarnacion, that's because of the way the game has shifted, even in the time that he signed. For Kipnis, it's just, it was a lost cause the last 2 years. It just hasn't been good. And that has hamstrung them somewhat. I think their starting pitching still fine. They need to try and fix the bullpen with probably some older models. A Joaquin Soria could help out. You know, I don't think they're going to go high-priced in that area. I think they'll kind of go mid-level. And they've got to get an outfielder. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked to see Brett Gardner in that lineup next year. Guys like that. Nothing that will wow you, but still a viable player.
Chris, candy corn, good or bad?
Good for the first four that you have, and then absolutely abysmal after that, because on piece like 18, you're going, I can't believe I put this crap in my mouth.
I'm eating wax. That's what I was saying. All right, and last question for you. What candy are they handing out at the Rose House tonight?
Let's go check the bag real quick. Hold on.
You're good.
Got to make a move. I'm actually on the road tonight with Brady. He's got a Halloween party with all his seventh grade buddies. And Josh.
Nice.
Josh and Michelle are responsible. Oh, crap. You guys are going to make me eat all this stuff.
Oh, good. That's
my God. Oreo. What is it?
What?
Oreo chocolate candy bar. I've never seen this in my life. She's not handing this out. I'm hiding it. Crunch bars. Another thing of Oreos. M&Ms. She just, you know what? I told her I need to lose weight in the off season. This is the first thing she does to me.
Yeah.
It's because she loves you.
Dang it.
Good luck.
How does she get that stuff and not expect me to eat it?
That's right. I agree with you.
That's what I say about
Fritos. We've had bags of candy in our house for the last week, and I have purposely stayed out of that area of the kitchen.
Chris, best of luck.
Do we all need to have a weight loss contest this off season?
I'm in, Chris. I'm totally in.
Right,
if you want to do something, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. So between the three of us, we will combine to lose 2.5 pounds this winter.
Let's do it.
I can see it.
Or 2.5 hundred pounds. Boys. Yes. Goodbye.
See you, Chris. Enjoy that candy.
Bye.
There you go. Chris Rose munching on Halloween candy out there in La La Land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.